Kingston, Ontario, the place you learned to drive a Selkie?
No, I'd been fussing with Mert Drury some right here at home. Mert Drury had 3 racehorses. I went with him to... Where'd we go? Francis Trojan. Black racehorse with 4 white feet.
That was at Kingston, Francis Trojan.
Oh, yeah.
What was Drury's horse name?
Boys, I can't remember, but I went there with Charlie Betters and Mert. And we had dinner in the hotel at Messina.
Was this just one day?
Yeah, one day.
And you drove?
Oh, no, I drove here off and on once in a while.
When you were just young, about my age?
Yeah, maybe a little, about your age, maybe a little younger. No, about your age, or a little older.
Where was your mother living when you were driving the Sulky on the Malone Fairgrounds?
Well, I used to go down there, I think, on Pearl Street she was living. I used to go down there. Martin Tracy had 8 or 9 horses, you know. Martin Tracy on Lafayette Street down here, right near the, where one of them school teachers used to live, Miss Ryan. He had a horse barn right across the road. I went down there one spring and I drove his horses. I was plowing and harrowing and then I...
Where were you living at that time?
I think we were living on Pearl Street. I was living with my mother.
You mean on right here?
Right up
factory?
Here. I think so.
Near the shoe hospital?
Yeah.
Well, how were you plowing and harrowing then? You didn't have a farm then.
No, but Martin Tracy had gardens to plant, and he had lumber to draw, and I went down, I was working for him down at Martin Tracy's.
This was long after you went to Kingston.
Yeah, that's when I got back.
Before you went to Kingston, how did you get started driving a Sulky?
Well, I don't know. I probably asked Mert if I could.
Where did Mert have his horses?
Down at the fairground.
Mm, and there were 3 of them?
And up here at the barn. Up here at this hotel barn.
Flanagan Hotel Barn?
No. This
Plaza?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's tore it down now. Barns and all.
Were there farmer sheds there at one time?
Yes. Oh, yes. 2 big yellow barns that matched the same color of the hotel. Yellow and cream color, I think. White and cream color.
What kind of a man was Mert Drury? What was his job?
Well, he was a furniture dealer, second hand. Well, he had some of the office looking old furniture sitting out in the yard, and then he had some good furniture under the sheds.
At the plaza?
Up here at the farmer's sheds.
Uh-huh.
He dealt in wood, and he dealt in pigs. Had a lot of pigs in one of them barns. I went with him lots of times to Serenite Lake to get a load of little pigs about that long. Have to go out in the field and catch them, where a man had 200 of them. Mert would buy them up there, and he'd sell them down here. White ones, red and white ones, black and white ones, little devils about that long.
He dealt in furniture and livestock?
Yeah, he handled a lot of secondhand furniture. And if he heard of a One day he said to me, drive the truck down here to Lamakey Lake. I want to see a lady about some furniture. Now he says, this deal is going to be different than the rest of them. I said, what do you mean, as we was riding along? Well, he said, she's only got two dressers, and it's any good. Two or three dressers. He says, I've been in there before, but I've got to buy the whole mess of junk she's got to get the three dressers. So he said, when he went in the house for me to go down and turn around and come back kind of slow, and when I got in front of the house, I was supposed to say, or toot the horn in that old truck and say, I guess we're late, Mr. Drury. We've got some wood to draw or another place to go. And he said, I'll come out of the house quick and she'll come down on her price. We didn't have no other place to go that I knew of till we got back to the office over here at the farmer's sheds. So I done as he told me, and she had some old mattresses and she had some old chairs up in the attic and out in the shed, and he didn't want them very bad. And I guess she had some old wooden beds around that he didn't want very bad, but he did want the three good dressers. But him and her wasn't making any deals till I drove up with the truck, and I said, I tooted the horn, and Mert said to me, what's the matter? Well, I said, we've got two, three other calls up at the office. Yeah, he says, I'll be right out. And I shouldn't have done that, but he was paying me when I was working for him. And he said, she wanted $50 for everything, the three dressers, I guess something like that. And he said to her, he says, I'll give you 30 and take everything you got in the house. And he started towards the road with that big, he smoked 8 or 9 cigars every day, White Owls, puffing on that cigar. And, well, she said, okay, if you want giving you more than 30, give me the money. So he gave her the $30 and I backed up to the porch steps, I can't remember which house it was now, and we loaded on the old junk and the three dressers. And when I drove into the farmer's shed's yard, there was 6-7 people around there waiting to see Mert, and the three dressers, they were good looking dressers, that color, and
brown
color, with good nice bright mirrors and everything. And man and his wife stepped up before we got the furniture unloaded and said to Mert, what's the price of that dresser on the truck? I see you got three of them, he said. Mert said, which one? He was a tricky devil in lots of ways. Well, he said, that one there that the boy's got his hand on. Well, Mert says, you can have that one for $28. He said, all right, load it in my truck. So he paid 30 for the whole load, and he sold one dresser for 28, and he had two left. See? That's the way he dealt. Yeah.
What other trips did you make with him?
Oh, Saranac Lake and Gabriel's, and then I used to go to Belmont, I and Charlie Aldridge, to get a load of blackwood.
What's blackwood?
Well, it's logs sawed up and split that long, 12 inches long. We draw a solid cord on the truck, on the old truck.
So, Mercury sold blackwood?
Blackwood. Pigs. He had three racehorses. He had some good harnesses, good jog cart, good bikes, selkies. Well, he had a lot of fun in life. He had a lot of fun in life. I don't know how he handled money enough to be a millionaire. I don't know what he'd done with it.
Where did he keep his pigs that he sold?
They had a box stall in them big barns.
Yeah. Did he sell any other animals?
No, he'd... Well, he might take a heifer in for some trade he got, some young heifer or something, but he'd sell her right away to some farmer. Yeah.
Was he a suspicious person?
No, he's a loud-talking man, happy-go-lucky. Whistle. He was always nice and neat, and his clothes smelled so good, but he wore bloomers. Knickers.
Knickers.
Woolen socks up to here. He always had a nice, neat tie on and a nice, clean shirt.
Was he married?
Yep.
Children?
Well, he'd been married twice. He had a son by the name of Ray Drury. He was a cattle dealer. I don't know where Ray ever went to, Ray Drury. Oh, Mert had a taxi business, too. Harry Curio worked for him. Harry Pollard worked for him. Won the... When Charlie Aldridge worked for him. And Jim Reynolds worked for him, driving taxi. I forgot about his taxi. He drove taxi himself, meeting all the trains. Never without a cigar in his mouth, a nice looking cigar holder.
Tell about the black cat.
Oh yeah, we were coming back from Messina with a load of new mattresses, you know, rolled up in paper. We got pretty near home down here to the Fairchilds farm.
Where's that?
Well, just right down near Westville here.
Oh.
You know, there's Westville and Westville Center, and the big Fairchilds farm. And didn't that son of a gun of a black cat run across in front of that truck? He said, "Whoa." I said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Didn't you see that cat?" I said, "Yeah. Seen the cat. Why?" So what's the difference? Was it a white cat, a gray cat, or a black one? We've all got to have a color. He said, "That's the way you feel about it?" And I said, "Yes, that's just the way I feel about it." Well, he said, "Turn the truck around." He said he was superstitious. When I said, "We got to turn the truck around," he said, "Yup, got to turn the truck around. Drive it down the road 2 miles. I turned it around and I drove it down towards Westville or somewhere. Turned around and come back, we didn't see any more black cat.
Yeah. How about the pie?
Oh yeah, we stopped at that snack bar after we got so done fooling with a black cat. Well, I said, "What are you going to do here?" Well, he said, "We're going to eat." That's the way he talked to you. Well, I said, "We're almost home." He said, "That don't make a difference." We went in. I said, I'm not very hungry, Mert. We had something to eat in Messina. He said, "You're coming in here just the same." So he ordered a piece of pie, a glass of milk, and some cheese. And I ordered a piece of pie and a glass of milk, I guess. Can't remember, it's a long time ago. She brought him nice, neat little snack bar. She brought him about that much cheese for that great big man.
Oh, 2 inches by 2 inches?
Yeah, square. Well, when she set that down there, he pushed his chair back from the table and he said, "Lady." She was out in the kitchen. He said, "When I ask you for cheese, I want cheese." He says, "I'm willing to pay for it." Well, she said, "I beg your pardon, Mr. Drury." When she come out around that bar from the kitchen, she had cheese like that. And her face was just the color of that cushion over there.
Red?
Yeah.
What did you feel about it?
Well, I kept looking down towards the table. I was a little bit ashamed for him. He talked loud enough, he'd raise the roof. Of course, he was a big, husky man, and a burr like that all the time. His throat was full of something. Well, anyway, when he got up, he said, "How much for this guy and myself?" And she told him, and he bought 10 White Owl cigars besides. I wasn't smoking cigars or anything, I guess.
How much did he pay you for driving a truck to, let's say, Saranac Lake or Messina?
Well, I didn't work for him steady, you know. If I happened to go over there, well, he'd always buy me something to eat, and $2-$4, something like that.
How much did he pay you to drive his horses?
Well, that was mostly fun for me. Yeah. I'd rather take care of his horses than drive them. Tell the truth about it. Clean them off. Well, I was down there with him quite a bit. And over here, more over here.
What were the, at that time you were taking care of Drury's horses, what were the horse barns like at the fairground?
Well, like the hip roof barn that you've always seen there. That pretty barn. It's been there for 100 years. But the rest of them were just, I call them sheep pens. Terrible.
Were all the barns that burned on Christmas Day there at that time?
Oh, was that the day they burned?
Yeah.
Christmas Day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were all there.
They were all there at that time. Were they painted?
Not very much. Well, they had been painted, but it was wore off, old barn paint or something.
I mean, when you were driving his horses, were they painted?
Yeah, they looked pretty good then. That's quite a while ago.
When you were driving his horses, where did you live in Malone?
Well, same place, I guess, when I was fussing with Martin Tracy's horses. Martin didn't have any race horses. He had all saddle horses. But two.
West Main Street?
I guess so, up there.
Were you at 322?
No.
No. You moved
no.
out of there?
No, not when I was fussing with Mert Drury and Martin Tracy.
No.
I think it was up the McGowan place.
Uh-huh.
West Main Street, across from Reed Berry's grocery store.
And you went to Kingston after you finished with Mert Drury?
No, I think I'd been there, but yes, oh yes. That's when I went.
When?
After I got done fooling around with Martin Tracy and them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I remember. I got done plowing gardens. Martin had a nice black team, but I trimmed their legs and their foretops. I braided their foretops and I got them cleaned up quite a bit and braided their tails. They were in good shape, or they need some grooming. But Martin never knew how to hitch them up. I can't write with my left hand, and he always had the nigh horse on the wrong side. She couldn't work.
The nigh horse is what horse?
The nigh horse is the one next to you when you're driving. Well, we got over in there to that engineer's house on Williamson Street, and that garden there among them apple trees, and we got into a fuss. Martin said, "What's the trouble?" Well, I said, "Don't you know how to hitch up a team?" He says, "I thought I did." Well, I said, "She's on the wrong side. She won't draw." So we switched them right there in that orchard where we were plowing, and she went right along working just as calm. There were two nice looking black horses. But he had about 8 saddle horses besides. Well, I was down there a lot to Martin Tracy's.
How many gardens did he have?
Oh, in the spring? Well, you see, that business went fluey when they got all these little tractor things. But holy God, he probably had 25.
In other words, he was a gardener. He didn't own them, he?
No, he was, the team and myself was getting paid for plowing the man's garden and harrowing it. I think you better go to bed. You look tired out.
Were you paid? How much were you paid for a garden?
$5-6. All depending on the size of it. 10, 7.
That was the money that went into your pocket or his?
No, his.
How much did he pay you?
Well, he paid me by the hour, or lump it off by the day or something. I like to be there, that's why.
How much do you think you'd get a day, Martin Tracy?
A couple dollars a day. He didn't like to drive a team and handle the plow too. But I could. I liked him. Well, he'd hold the plow, you know, and I'd do the driving.
So you walked?
Yeah, both of us, behind the plow. He was a happy-go-lucky fellow too, Lord. He was a meat cutter by trade in Dan Clark's meat shop. Years ago, before I knew him, Martin Tracy. Oh, lived on Willow Street, and our horse barns was right behind the house. I don't know where that big son of his went to, Milton Tracy. When he had a daughter, too. I don't know where she ever went to. Mr. and Mrs. Martin and his wife have passed on a long time ago.
When you went to Kingston, did you go for the fair, or did you go all year round?
Oh, I didn't go for the fair. I went to the raceways.
Yeah. What months did the raceways operate?
Well, I don't know. Well, in those days, they didn't race as late as they do now. Now they race right up to the middle of November. But I don't know when we did come back. What month it was? It all depended on the weather. I know we was there a long time. Kingston, Ontario, and Blue Mountain, and Richelieu. Another little place.
What was the best place to work at?
Kingston.
Why was that the best?
There were a lot of Scotchmen there. Had horses for premium, but there was over 100 horses in race horses where I was. But in the single stalls clear around that Kingston track, pretty near, like this down here, there were big colts to take premium and saddle horses. So this tall man come over to John Porter, and he said, "Is this your race day?" And he said, "No, why?" He said, "I wished I had somebody to help me show these colts to get premium in the center ring." Well, John said, "Will you go, Harold?" I said, "Sure, I'll go." So I had two colts, one this hand and one this hand. Went into the ring and got premium on him for that other Scotsman, for that Scotsman. He had a wife and 2-3 blue-eyed girls there. Used to bring their home, they brought home cooking. They brought lots of pies and cakes over to John and I to eat. Of course, I was helping with the horses in the ring.
How did you show horses?
Oh, we'd jog around the ring and compete with the other farmers that came there with horses.
Would you move on foot?
Yeah, on foot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The horses were moving rather rapidly?
Yes, they were taking me right along with them. Two horses, one in each hand.
And you behind?
No, I was between them.
Oh, you were between them.
With their heads.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Your eyes must be sore. Oh.
Was it easy to drive behind a jog cart around the track?
A jog cart and a racing sulky is entirely different.
What's the difference between a jog cart and a sulky?
Well, a jog cart's got long fills and to jog in the opposite way of the track, but the sulky, you sit right up close to them. And the fills are like this.
They are bowed.
Yeah, you see one leg in there, leg in here. There's a stirrup over there on that. Both sides is a stirrup for your foot to go into. You've got to have some place for your feet or you never can hold a horse. Well, them sulkies cost a couple hundred dollars.
The jog cart's less expensive?
Less. They're about 65. Then, I don't know what they are now. Jog cart's just something to jog in and work them in with long fills. You can't make any turns on the back stretch with a jog cart. Not make any time. It's too long. The fills are too long.
How long was the racetrack at Kingston?
Just like this one.
Half mile.
Yeah.
In Kingston, how would you train a horse on the track?
Train him?
Yeah. What would you do?
Just same as you do here.
And what's that?
Jog him the opposite way of the track. 4 or 5 miles a day. 3 miles a day. It all depends on how they felt. You see, you can't keep them in the same rut all the time, just jogging. Long towards the middle of March or 1st of April, you got to commence to drive them a little faster the wrong way of the track. But you're supposed to drive them all winter the opposite way of the track if the snow ain't too deep and it isn't slippery. Well, they keep it plowed anyway. To give them muscle and give them wind. They've got to have wind. They can't go out there all puffed up with hay and especially race day, or they can't go anywhere. But you start jogging them, they have to rest. They should rest over 2.5 months and not do anything, only walk around their stall, and you keep them clean and stall clean. If they race all summer, they've got to rest about 2.5 months. Say they get done racing in November or the last of October, and then they've got November to rest, December up till the first of the year, they're not supposed to be drove at all. You might take them out in the yard and walk them some, but they're walking in the box stall anyway. They're getting some exercise. If the weather ain't too cold and ain't too harsh on their throat, well, you start driving them about the 10th of January, and then you keep it up every day. If you can stand the cold yourself, too, with the horse, if the horse can, then you go the opposite way of the track, just jogging along for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you touch them up a little and make them go a little faster. And then January and February and March, the 1st of April or the 15th of April, you start turning them around at the end of the grandstand a little bit. Let them go about in 2:40. The right way of the track. But you don't do that every day. You don't work them every day 2:40. You only do that maybe once a week. 2:50, 2:40. And you keep bringing them down 1 second at a time till you get them. You can't bring them clear down to race day. Way down to 2:06, 2:09, 2:11. Don't bring them down much farther than 2:20, 2:18. Then when race day comes, you've got a hole through them, What I mean, they've got good wind, they don't puff, they won't blow a match out. You bring them in the barn, right? Nostrils are not very big. But don't bring them way down to 18, 14. Let them go there at 20 and stay there. Go back to 225 and 230 and then back to 20.
Why do you keep them at 20?
Well, we don't keep them at 20 all the time. We go back to 225 and maybe...
Well, why do you keep them in that range? Why not bring them down lower to the faster speed that they'll need on race day?
No, you can't, because you take it all out of them. Then you ain't got no racehorse. You've got to leave some in there. You've got to leave some speed in there.
So a trainer doesn't really know his horse's real speed until race day. His fastest
no,
speed.
He don't. He mustn't take it all out of him. Because you're all through. They'll give up.
Did you train your horse any differently than the other man at Kingston?
No. No.
How did you feed a racehorse?
You mean a race day?
A racehorse. How did you feed them?
Oh, it all depends on the horse. Some horses are more nervous and they won't eat so much. And they... why, in the morning when you first go out,